Use of a surrogate. I previously mentioned to you the concept of the use of a surrogate. One way that dowsers frequently use this concept is with a map. The map is a surrogate for the land. They can use the map, and when you're a proficient map dowser, you can accurately locate treasure, minerals, resources, water, anything you want on that property. Here again, there are many books about map dowsing and the use of it for other purposes. The main point here is to understand that a map is a surrogate, meaning it's a stand-in for something else in the physical reality. Now, the use of a surrogate for healing or for sending energy or for working on yourself. I have a wonderful anatomy book that I like. It has color pictures, and up front it has a little thing, like a little icon, respiratory system, circulatory system, that sort of thing. So I use that front part and I say, for the condition I'm concerned with at this time, which one of these would apply? And it'll say circulatory system, for example. Then I'll turn to the page for that, and there's a diagram of the body. I use my dowsing rod and go through each one of these icons for the systems, and it'll give me an answer, yes, no, yes, no. The ones that I get yes, I turn to that page, and there's usually like a diagram of a body in great detail. And I take one hand, and I scan down the body, starting from the top to the bottom. And I use my rod or dowsing instrument in the other hand. As I slowly do this, my dowsing rod goes into the clearing or the applying or sending in healing energy or clearing out energy. And I just allow it to do that. If it starts moving in a very active way, I hold my hand in that position until it's complete, and then I move on. You can scan down an entire picture in that way. You don't have to have any understanding of medicine. The main thing to do is to set your intention that whatever is for my highest good and serves the highest purpose, let it be done for me at this time. You simply make sure you're connected and clear, that you're a clear and perfect channel of love, light, and healing, and just do it. This is a technique you can use to further honor your body, but I want to add a word of caution here. It is not meant to be a form of medical diagnosis, and it is not meant to replace going to see a physician. It is merely meant as a way to help yourself to clear some energies, to do the things that you can do for yourself to bless and uplift your life. One reason I like it is because I don't get involved in it on an ego level. I don't even have to know what's what on the diagram. I just ask and set my intention that whatever is for the highest good and serves the highest purpose, let it be done. You don't even need an anatomy book. I just happen to like it for my own curiosity because I'm into that sort of thing. Take and draw a stick figure on a piece of paper. Scan your hand over it. It'll do the same thing. I look at this as an opportunity to enhance my communication with my body on a deeper level and to bring blessings into myself. Another type of surrogate is the actual physical stand-in. If you've worked with Reiki or some of the other healing modalities where they work at a distance, you may have encountered people having a person sit in a chair and say, this is a stand-in for Mary Jo that's over on the other side of the country, and we want to do a treatment on her, and there's an agreement that she is a stand-in for the other person. I've found instances where it's very effective. One word of caution here, just as when we were doing our demonstrations, make sure that for the surrogate, everything is safe and clear, and that she is just a clear and perfect channel of love, light, and healing, that no harm shall come to her, that this is done for the highest purpose and for the highest good of all. In that way, you're certain that what you're doing truly is for the highest good of all.